the entire issue of boosters and vaccines, the health ministry making an important point today that those who are to get their precautionary dose, in other words, a booster, from the 10th of this month, who are those people? Those who are above 60 with comorbidities, frontline workers and doctors, they will get their third dose of the same shot. So if they've had two shots of Covaxin, the third will be Covaxin. If they've had two shots of Covishield, the third will be Covishield. Does this make sense when the entire world is mixing and matching vaccines?
Senior citizens above 60, healthcare and frontline workers will finally get a booster, but it will be a one-third dose of the same vaccine that they have received, not a mix and match as is the global practice.
The precautionary vaccine dose that will be given to healthcare workers, frontline workers and individuals 60 years and above with comorbidities will be the same vaccine as has been given to them previously. Those who have received Covaxin will receive Covaxin. Those who have received the primary two doses of Covishield will receive Covishield.
But this decision may change as more data emerges. But the big question remains, when will all eligible adults get a booster, particularly since Omicron is growing exponentially? To this, there is no answer yet. Significantly, the government has cautioned about the use of Molnupiravir, the anti-COVID drug which is being manufactured in India despite getting emergency use authorization.
We have to remember that this drug has major safety concerns. It can cause teratogenicity and what you have mentioned, mutagenicity, and it also can cause cartilage damage and can also be damaging to muscles also. So it is not included in the National Task Force treatment. The WHO has not included it. The UK has not included it as of now.
For now, India's policy on the rollout of boosters remains slow, with lakhs of citizens having received their second dose more than 6 months back. Two drugs, Corbivax by Biological E and Covovax, have been cleared for use in India, but there is no policy announcement on their use. Even the Covovax, known as Novavax abroad, is being manufactured and exported by the Serum Institute of India. With Meher Pandey, Bureau Report, NDTV.
All right, well, joining us now, Dr. Maharshi Desai of the Gujarat State COVID Task Force. Also, Dr. Om Srivastav, member of the Maharashtra COVID Task Force. Dr. Maharshi Desai, let me come to you first, sir. You know, we are going with the third dose for all of you. You're all doctors. You'll also get it. Is this the ideal solution that your third dose will be of the vaccine you've received so far?
Well, there are two things. Number one, regarding the timing of the booster dose.
Yeah.
Now, as we all know, we are in the midst of a major epidemic of third wave, Omicron variant. I would have preferred as a doctor to have received my booster dose probably 15 days, a month ago.
Right.
So if I'm going to take a vaccine today, probably it will not give that additional immunity which I'm expecting from
this booster
dose.
Right.
Yeah, so what is the situation which is going to be after 14 days? It's anybody's guess. So theoretically, I would have preferred to take it before 14 days rather than today or maybe after 14 days, correct? So this is one. Second is regarding this mixing. Now, see, the science is in evolution. Given the data which we have available, there is a case for both heterologous vaccine policy and a homologous vaccine policy. Heterologous means a mixing and matching of the vaccine. Now, you can argue that...
Dr. Desai, what is the efficacy of a third dose of Covaxin? Have you come across any study, sir?
See, as of now, the studies are still on. So that's why we are waiting for the definitive data as regards to...
So therefore, without knowing the efficacy, we've gone ahead with a third dose of Covaxin. There is a study for Covishield. But again, efficacy numbers, I'm not sure.
Yes. So as and when data would be available, I'm sure that the policy matters would change.
Sure. So let me go across to Dr. Srivastav. Dr. Srivastav, are you happy with the solution? I ask because the entire world is doing a mix and match. We have something called Corbevax. It's a wonderful Indian vaccine, apparently. We've got another vaccine which is made in India, which is being exported called Covovax. Novavax internationally. There are studies which show that apparently that works well as a third dose. It's being exported from India, so it's being built over here, it's manufactured over here. Should all of you doctors not have got a different dose?
Thank you, Vishnu, for inviting me on your show. And thank you for all the incisive questions, as usual, you know, given the nature of the discussion. I agree with you. I think that, you know, if we are going to stick to only one set of vaccines that will be offered to the entire population, I think that there may be some amount of advantage that we are keeping away from those people who will benefit. It's especially the high-risk population. Having said that, the evidence that we are looking for from our own data, I'm not saying that let us replicate evidence out of India or that's come out of, you know, the UK has got two sets of documents which are very good, very robust. The US has about three or four set of documents. The US, the study is of smaller numbers. The UK is bigger numbers. And the ones that are still out of Europe are still a work in progress. But all of these studies indicate that there is potential in giving more benefit because naturally your immune system reacts differently to that kind of a vaccine if it is mixed and matched. If you look at previous vaccines that we have used, they're all recombinant and they're all a combination mm-hmm. of vaccines that will work in different ways. So I think that this may be a policy that is relevant and accurate at this time. But I have a feeling that we are probably going to revise this policy in the very foreseeable future.
Dr. Desai, do you believe that now that we've delayed the rollout of vaccines, boosters, so long, people have been crying for these boosters now for more than a month because Omicron was coming, the whole world knew it. Do you believe that the rollout now needs to be for all eligible adults?
Yes, definitely. We all Indians, all eligible Indians should receive a booster vaccine. Now the problem is logistics. How are we going to vaccinate 100 crore plus population
in the middle of an Omicron wave?
In the middle of an epidemic. So of course we have to prioritize. Our elderly. Priorities with comorbidities, priorities with our frontline workers and people who would be directly in contact with the COVID patients. So, of course, they would get the priority, but everybody eventually should receive a booster dose. And that's the policy which is followed world over.
You know, Dr. Srivastav, this is an important point. There is an exponential rise which is taking place now as far as Omicron numbers across India are concerned, particularly our big cities. Even in the next couple of days, if there is an announcement that takes place, how are we going to roll these vaccines out, even if the vaccines are available? Because just the process of receiving a booster would be dangerous.
True. Yes, it would be a little bit tricky, a little bit complicated. But that's the kind of situation that we are in. You know, we'll need to manage the Omicron crisis, the bed crisis, the high-risk category of patients, the ones who are most deserving for the vaccine. We'll have to handle all of that together. I don't think that there's going to be a watertight compartment for any one of these situations. And so, you know, every individual city, hospital, every individual state, every, you know, part of the country, we will need to have a policy that works best in the time that's available, because there's no point delaying a booster dose because the number of patients with Omicron are going to be overwhelming. You'll have to find something in between that itself. So those patients who are recovering from an infection now, when is the best time to give them a booster dose? Is it 5 days after they've recovered from the infection? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, those are very specific information that you need. But we will still need to look at what is the best evidence. And of course, in these situations, we'll probably need to look at what is the evidence from out of the country and then adapt a policy that is going to be the most fruitful for us, for India.
Well, I'd like to thank you, gentlemen, very much for joining us. And I'm sure both of you would agree when I say that at this juncture, the ultimate booster for all of us is the mask. Without masking, we are unsafe. Whether it's doctors, whether it's children, vaccines, great news. But we need to mask. A reminder from all of us on this program, please do mask, particularly in a situation like this. We'll take a short break. More coming up.